This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, public comments needed for EPA about LANL industrial wastewater discharge permit. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, reopened the comment period for the industrial wastewater discharge permit for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, facilities, including the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility. The Clean Water Act requires, quote, a discharge of a pollutant, end quote, in order for EPA to issue a permit. This facility has not discharged for at least a decade. A mechanical evaporator is used to treat the wastewaters. Nevertheless, EPA says it will issue a discharge permit for it. If a facility that handles, treats, and stores hazardous waste has a Clean Water Act permit, then it is automatically exempt from regulation by the hazardous waste laws, including the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, or RCRA. Under this exemption, LANL can avoid meeting the more protective and stringent RCRA requirements. For example, hazardous waste regulation requires a public permitting process for approval of new construction. LANL has avoided this requirement. EPA admits in its fact sheet that LANL has, quote, a newly constructed main low-level liquid waste treatment facility with an estimated operational start date in 2023, end quote. There has been no public permitting process for this new facility. Instead, LANL and the New Mexico Environment Department have been using the New Mexico Water Quality Act regulatory definition of a, quote, discharge permit modification to allow the design and construction of the new facility without public knowledge. In particular, this new facility was not designed to meet the seismic risk on the Pajarito Plateau as required by RCRA. The risk is significant. The new wastewater treatment facility is located across the street from the site of the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project. As you may recall, the proposed Super Walmart-sized nuclear facility was canceled due to the seismic risk on the Pajarito Plateau. Other RCRA requirements include assurances of the engineering integrity of the tank systems where waste treatment and storage take place and completeness of the closure plan. These requirements are intended for review through a public process, enabling members of the public to advocate more protective levels of public health and safety assurances than provided in the Clean Water Act. CCNS has also prepared a fact sheet about the recently announced PFAS contamination discovered at levels 60 to 60,000 times the recommended lifetime exposure limits in the LANL canyons covered by the EPA discharge permit. Please raise your voice to EPA and demand the industrial wastewater permit include sampling for PFASs. Comments are due to EPA on Monday, March 1st. Sample public comments that you can modify for your own use are available at nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.